Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to our program, Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat, and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it's Monday morning focus as usual, and today, inshallah, we're going to be focusing on our pre-Ramadan checklist. I'm going to share with you a to-do list prior to the month of the blessed month of Ramadan, inshallah. Now, we know there's just a few weeks, about 2.5 weeks left before the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and I'm sure many of you are already ready and waiting for this blessed month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. That will be followed by our regular monthly talk that is called Drug Talk. My guest is Sister Nazia Saliji, the Outreach Program Coordinator at SENCA, Nishtara Alcohol and Drug Rehabilitation here in Indonesia. Today, we are once again going to be talking about vaping and e-cigarettes, and Nazia will also be sharing with us some exciting and new developments in the vaping field, especially with regards to marijuana. Now, hopefully, our listeners can call in a little later in the program. The number to dial is 011-854-1548, and you can also SMS or WhatsApp me on the number 082-84-92-786. Now, many people are of the opinion that vaping and e-cigarettes are safe alternatives to smoking, but is it really safe? Okay, let's find out today. Sister Nazia is my guest once again, inshallah, and she will be giving us a lot of information. A little scary, I think, but it's something that we need to know about, inshallah. Okay, so back to our program, Monday Morning Focus, and like I said, today we're doing a pre-Ramadan checklist, and it's just something that, if you haven't done it, then I'm just reminding you out there, listeners, a reminder to myself and everybody out there that these are the things that we should be doing now and should have done already prior to the month of Ramadan. They say if you fail to plan, then you are planning to fail. Any preparation done for the month of Ramadan becomes an act of worship. So do it happily. So really, sisters out there, if you are busy preparing for the month of Ramadan, and you're doing it for the right reason, of course, then alhamdulillah, it is a blessing to you. It becomes a worship, alhamdulillah. Now, let's go through a few of the things that we need to do now before the month of Ramadan. We still got a few days left, so we can still do all of that, inshallah. First of all, do all your necessary shopping. And you know how we are. We forever need things, no matter how much of shopping we have done. You know, we go and do our bulk shopping, but we will still need things all the time. But please try and do all that now. Purchase all your Ramadan groceries, necessities, your Eid clothing, your Eid gifts, so that in Ramadan, shopping trips can be limited or even better or even avoided. We know, just a few weeks or a week or so before the month of Ramadan, we know how busy the places are. So try and avoid all of that, inshallah. And, those are the last 10 days of Ramadan. Those are blessed days. We should try and make the most of those few days. So try and do all those little things now, if you can. Keep in mind all the little odds and ends that we usually run to for the shops as well. Then, your salah clothing. Now, I really wanted to share this with us with regards to your clothing. They say you should actually have a special set of clothes to use for reading salah at home. These five salah are the most important appointments of our daily lives. What are we doing? We are standing before the King of Kings, and we should be dressed in our finest clothes. Definitely not in our PJs or worn-out smelly kaftans and kurtas. You know, unfortunately, this is what we do. If we get up, we won't take that extra... We won't make that extra effort of going to change and looking very presentable before performing our salah. Yet, if we have to go and meet somebody, maybe a president, I know we can't just be meeting kings around here, but if you have to go and meet somebody of importance, the first thing we think of is, you know, dressing up and making sure that we look good and presentable. Now, the whole idea is when we are performing our salah, we need to look presentable as well. So if you want to, you can, if you have the means, obviously buy, or you can make new ones, or you can wash and iron and perfume existing clothes. Keep those special clothes for your salah. Right, then the third one is your prayer place. These are things that we should be doing. Dedicate a space in your home for your daily worship. Many of us have our namaz rooms or, you know, the corner where we will be performing our salah. But make space for your salah. You know, clean and utter it. Stock it up with all those things that you need for your ibadat, your dua kitabs, your tafsir, your explanation of the Quran, that is. Ramadan literature, your question and answers and seerah lectures of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Quran, maybe even Quran CDs. And this is important for our sisters in particular. You know, try and keep all these things ready so you don't have to be looking around for, you know, your kitabs and all. Just make that little space, and when you're there, don't let anybody or anything disturb you. Then you're planning your meals. Important to make a menu for the month of Ramadan, day one until Eid day. It will save you so much of time. Prepare as much as you can so that the least amount of time will be spent in the kitchen. Also keep in mind to keep your meals simple and healthy, and of course in moderation. And as we all know, Ramadan is definitely not about gluttony or overeating. So I know we all have filled our freezers to capacity. We are still busy doing it. But please make sure that you keep in mind simple dishes, healthy dishes. It's very important for us. Make an ibadat schedule. That's the fifth point. Plan your daily schedule. That is how to fit in maximum ibadat time with the rest of the daily, your daily routines or responsibilities. I mean, no matter what, it is Ramadan, but that doesn't mean your responsibilities, you know, comes to an end. You just have to sit one side. Your normal way of life still goes on, but you need to, you know, plan your daily schedule. Set simple targets that you can manage and achieve. What is it that you want to achieve in Ramadan? A very important question. How will you go about doing it? You know, it's so important for us to write down everything, then make dua for it. If you write down these things, you can keep on checking on that all the time. You know, you've got that little list there, and you check on it and make sure that you follow it all the time. If you are going a little off, you just come back to it. It keeps you in focus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, if you can make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you to meet your goals. It's not about how much you can do, but the consistency and the quality you put into each act. Always for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember that. Then the dua list. Very important. You know, we think it's, you just sit down and you make dua. But if you actually make a list, it makes it so much easier. And you remember everything, everybody that you want to remember during that time. So you make that little, make a complete comprehensive list of what you desire for this dunya, but more importantly for the akhirah. Include in your list who you need to make your dua, who you making dua for example, like your loved ones, your teachers, people who supported you in your life, the sick, deceased, the oppressed, and for the entire ummah, and make dua for your progeny to, you know, that is coming. So important, you know, we worry about them too, so we need to make dua for them too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will grant them always the best in this world and in the year after. So that's a very important dua. You know, I love that dua, and it's such a beautiful dua to make for anybody, that Allah grant them all the best in this world and in the year after. Allah grant you the best in this world and in the year after. So it's like a comprehensive dua. You're asking for everything for that person, for yourself, for your loved ones, for them in this world and for them in the hereafter. Inshallah, Allah accept. Right, the seventh point is the super spring cleaning. Now, many of us would do that. We clean our homes thoroughly before the month starts. Now, Ramadan is a very important guest, and you need to make your home welcoming and comfortable for the angels that will descend in large numbers during the blessed month. So you don't only clean the house for yourself, but you also clean it for all those angels that will be coming to your home, inshallah, during the month of Ramadan. And you should not forget to get rid of, you know, all those frames, photos, curtains, throws, pillows, etc., that have pictures of people and animals or anything animate, as the angels, of course, will not enter homes that contain such pictures and objects. And I think this is important. Sometimes we become a bit neglectful where this is concerned. You know, we don't really realize it. We have little children playing with their toys all the time. But it's important, you know, to try and put those toys away, because angels do not enter your home when there are these things lying around, faces. Also keep covered all toys and literature that have eyes. You know, we take it for granted, and I think many of us are very, very neglectful with regards to this. But please remember that. Then, sadaqah preparation. Prepare the stuff you will donate. It's a good time now. You are going to be spring cleaning your home. So, you know, try and get rid of unnecessary things. Make a note of people or institutions that you will donate it to. And also go through every room of your home, like I said earlier, and take out all the things that's not in use for the last 3 months. You know, we should be doing this all the time. If you are not using something for about a month, or like maybe 3 months, shall we say, then, you know, I don't think you're going to be using it after that. So try and get rid of it. Give it to somebody that it will be of help to. So if you are not using anything, take it out. The less you have, the less cluttered your life becomes, and the better you will feel. I think this is so true, you know. If you in a home that is so filled with clutter, I think it says something about you too. So I think we should try and clear out all that clutter from your homes and from yourself too. And inshallah, go into this month with an open mind and just be ready and go in there and make as much about it as you possibly can. Remember, this month only comes once a year. And I'm going to share the last one. Inshallah, the next few I'll share with you next week. We're talking about spring cleaning, but I think the most important spring cleaning is your heart. The most important one is that one on the list. And you need to tie up loose ends socially and make up with those you are not speaking to. Forgive even if you were the wrong one. And remember, it takes a really great person to forgive first. So there's nothing, you know, even if you are at fault, or rather the person is at fault, it's easy. You know, really just go there and ask for forgiveness. There's nothing it doesn't cost you anything to ask for maaf. Try and get on the good side of your parents, the good side of your in-laws, your husband, wife, sibling, neighbors. Try and get onto their good side, inshallah. And you know, if you make an effort, inshallah, Allah will make it easy for you. And then our ultimate aim should be to go to sleep each night with a humble heart, free of malice, revenge, envy, ill feelings towards anybody, and start emptying your heart out now. You know, just think for a moment. I think one of the things we should do every night before you sleep is just think, am I jealous about somebody? Am I, you know, have I hurt somebody today? I think those are such important questions, because, you know, if you are, then make sure you ask for maaf before you go to bed, because you never know if you're going to get up that next morning and I think this is a good time to start, inshallah. And if you go into the month of Ramadan feeling good, inshallah, Allah will make it easy for you and you will have a good Ramadan and Allah will accept, inshallah, all your du'as and all your ibadah during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Well, we're going to leave it at that, and then next week I will continue with this. There's still a few points and I think I'll share that with you in our next program, inshallah. When we return, we're going to be talking to Sister Nazia Saliji. She's the Outreach Program Coordinator at the Nishtara Alcohol and Drug Rehabilitation Center here in Linasia. A reminder to our listeners that if you do have any questions, and I think it's an important topic, so if you do have any questions or concerns, please do feel free to contact us. The number to dial 011-854-1548. You can also SMS or WhatsApp me on the number 082.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Drug Talk. And my guest today is Sister Nazia Saliji, the Outreach Program Coordinator at Nishtara Alcohol and Drug Rehabilitation Center here in Linasia. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallahu khair for joining us again, Sister Nazia.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Zinat. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to the Radio Islam listeners. It's a pleasure to be in your space again.
It's lovely to have you with us. And I love you being such a bubbly person here every morning. Every Monday. Alhamdulillah. Okay, you know, we're going to be talking about vaping and e-cigarettes again. Now, many of the people are of the opinion that vaping and e-cigarettes are safe alternatives to smoking. Really, is it so safe? Please tell us more about this.
Sister Zinat, most certainly vaping has emerged as a hugely popular trend amongst young adults. So from the age of 16, as young as 15, children have been involved, have been, you know, developing it, if I can say, call it development of the field of vaping. They've been the forerunners in the field. Whereas it naturally, it came in as something that people would use to stop smoking, has now evolved into a hobby, a recreational activity of choice for young people, and that is what prompted us to basically address this topic now. It is not harmless. It is in fact harmful, and the fact that people think it is harmless is exactly why we are here today, to basically clarify what is a vape, what is an e-cigarette, and how it impacts a person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think you know, because people are using it so freely these days, it certainly shows that people think, you know, that it isn't, that it is safe rather. And let's, you know, just for the benefit of the listeners and myself, of course, you know, we're talking about vaping, we're talking about e-cigarettes, and I know we've done a program before about it as well. But just to recap again, what is vaping and what are e-cigarettes?
Certainly. Sister Zinat, e-cigarettes belong to what we call ENDS, electronic nicotine delivery systems. So these are basically devices that are rechargeable or can be used with a battery, and it delivers or emits doses of vaporized nicotine that can be inhaled. It can also emit or deliver doses of vaporized syrups which do not contain nicotine. As I said before, e-cigarettes were used for people who wanted to quit smoking, to break it down for the listeners. But now it has become the recreational activity of choice for young people. A vaping or an e-cigarette device consists of many different electronic parts. It's a battery, an atomizer, an inhaler, and it has to be used with a syrup. The reason why we decided to come up with a program on e-cigarettes and vaping is because students have taken it to another level, and that has been worrying. What about the student or the person who does not smoke, who has just started using the device as a hobby?
Mm-hmm. What happens, what can actually happen to a child that has never smoked, but now, because this thing has become such a hobby, you know, what can actually happen to a child that has never smoked and now starts using this thing?
Sister Zinat, when somebody, normally the argument they would use is, but mommy, you get nicotine free syrups as well. I'm not vaping the nicotine based syrup. Each vaping liquid contains propylene glycol. Okay, propylene glycol is what they use to basically manufacture the syrup. Propylene glycol, if somebody inhales it and basically they blow out on a mirror, for example, you will then run your finger on the mirror and you will see that there's a slimy little residue left. That is the residue that sits on the lungs. They've actually found that whether it is nicotine or nicotine-free syrups, students or people still end up with what we call popcorn lungs. Okay, this is where they will start coughing. It's causing respiratory illnesses or breathing problems. So you have a child who maybe had asthma. You know, this can aggravate the asthma. It can bring it back if they've outgrown it. So when it comes to students or people who are using, it's extremely, extremely dangerous. And we are finding that out now. What's a scary fact is that we are the guinea pig generation. They do not have any conclusive long-term studies which states that vaping is harmless. We are the generation that is going to basically prove whether this is harmful or harmless. And right now, it's panning out to be harmful.
Anyway, you know, we're talking about, just for the benefit of our listeners again, you know, I just want you to clarify the difference between vaporizers and e-cigarette. What's the difference between that?
Okay, when it comes to vaporizers or vaping, these are used with syrups. When it comes to the e-cigarettes, these are these little pins that look like e-cigarettes. They look like a cigarette and they light up at the end. In fact, that was what first came in. It preceded vaping, alright? These were actually not even, these were developed in China. Okay, by a doctor whose father had died from using cigarettes. He had been a cigarette smoker for years. And the e-cigarette basically is a cigarette that delivers nicotine, whereas a vaping device is something that can deliver smoke or vapor that doesn't include nicotine.
Okay. And these syrups, you know, how are they actually manufactured?
This is the scary part, and I would absolutely like parents of children who are currently vaping to listen attentively, because these syrups are being manufactured in labs which are set up at home. This can be manufactured in your kitchen. As long as they have propylene glycol and they have all the other ingredients, they are able to basically manufacture at home. There's no regulation, there's no regulating authority that is actually that these syrups pass through to ensure that it is safe for these children to use. When I questioned one of these guys who sell and market the product, he felt very strongly about the fact that vaping is going to eradicate cigarettes altogether. By the year 2023, they basically project that vaping and e-cigarettes is going to replace the tobacco industry completely. So not having anyone regulate means children don't know what safe quantities to add to the syrups. So they can very well get poisoned by the chemicals. And a very disturbing fact that I've discovered is that people are mixing THC oil or Dacha oil with the syrups in order to get the same high as they would if they were smoking Dacha. Sister Zenith, the next thing that I'm going to tell you is that I don't know if parents are familiar, but definitely students are familiar with the rapper. His name is Snoop Dogg, okay? He's a very big advocate for marijuana and for marijuana use. So he found that as people are vaping, right, why not add Dacha to the syrups? Firstly, that was an idea. And secondly, we have what we call the dry herb atomizer, which is available in South Africa. Okay? Snoop Dogg's got this product called the G-Pen. This basically, you can add marijuana to it and it delivers THC, which is the psychoactive ingredient in Dacha, straight to the brain. So you would find that people are getting high, people are not even having to roll or not having to pick Dacha or go to a dealer and buy. Now it's evolved to a point where you just put Dacha in your dry herb atomizer and it delivers THC directly. The high is longer, the high is better apparently, and it's absolutely more dangerous.
Okay, let's talk a little about, I know you mentioned a few things with regards to the health risk of e-cigarettes. Perhaps you can go into a little more with regards to the health risk of the e-cigarette.
Okay, Sister Zenit, when it comes to e-cigarettes, there is an article by Olivia Rose Ains, who says it is the slow way to poison yourself. As you know, these chemicals are not entirely harmless. If you look at recently, we had the World Health Organization, as it is on the 31st of May is World No Tobacco Day, and they called for stricter regulations around e-cigarettes and vaping due to the health risks. So like I said, respiratory illnesses are very common, and being the guinea pig generation, it means that you can't definitely say how it's going to affect this person unless they've used it for 2 to 3 months. We've seen people come in, like I said, reigniting or asthma. We've seen people who never had asthma developing asthma, that's coming out. Also, cancer-causing chemicals are not exempt when it comes to vaping. They definitely do excite the cancer cells and also cause lung proliferation.
Jesus. I wonder if parents even know about this now. Why? You know, before we carry on, I think we'll just take a break now because, and when we return, inshallah, we'll continue. But I want to remind our listeners that if you do have any questions or concerns with regards to vaping or e-cigarettes, please do call in. I'm sure Nazia will be able to give you a lot of details with regards to this and, you know, answer so many of your questions, inshallah. So the number to dial, 011-854-1548. And the email, I mean, the WhatsApp number is 082-84-92-786. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, welcome back to the program, Drug Talk. And before we continue, we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Gee, how can we help you?
Okay, I'm just phoning from, I actually own a vaping store in Signatures itself, called the E6 store.
Gee.
Obviously, I've been hearing about the topic on vaping itself,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to clear up some myths about vaping as well.
Okay, you can.
Okay, I just want to give you a bit of a background on my story itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person that actually started vaping about 4.5 years ago. I was a 20-a-day smoker. What happened is that I got hyperthyroidism, which is an overactive thyroid. Obviously, smoking affected me really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Almost lost my eyesight with
okay.
regards to that. And what happened is that I went to an endocrinologist.
Mm-hmm.
He actually advised me to stop smoking totally.
Okay.
And it's very difficult. I mean, if you're smoking for over 13 years,
mm-hmm.
It's a habit that obviously it's a really bad habit that we shouldn't have started from the word go.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, it's something that we couldn't give up. It was really difficult. And then what I did was, he advised me that I was going to go blind. So what I did was, I had to give up the cigarettes. And as soon as I gave up, like I decided, no, you know, this is it. I need to end my smoking habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did was, that's when I found Twisp. And it was like about 4.5 years back.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I've been using, obviously, the vaporizer, the EC.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, I go for regular checkups.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, my eyes are now to a point where, you know, I can see.
Mm-hmm.
It's much better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been improving. And that's from an endocrinologist here at Landmark Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, because of that, what I did and I decided to do is, you know what I mean, if it helped me,
mm-hmm.
it could help others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started my business itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, I feel better, I breathe better
mm-hmm.
itself.
Mm-hmm.
I have no symptoms of, like, you know, my breathing is easier,
mm-hmm.
and my sense of smell is back, my sense of taste is back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't crave for a cigarette anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I fully agree in the sense that, you know what I mean, we need to go through regulation with regards to the e-cigarette market itself.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that we have a lot of people that are making it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm very staunch with regards to liquids being made in the lab,
mm-hmm.
With regards to, you know, a sterile environment to protect, you know, the liquids from obviously getting the bacteria and things like that. But
mm-hmm.
we are in the process of regulation. Mm-hmm. We're in the, like, the third process of regulation itself.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, it would be passed very soon,
mm-hmm.
which in by that time, obviously, I'm sure... we're going to get really good liquids on the market itself.
Okay.
So, like I said, you know what I mean, there's a lot of myths about vaping itself, and I mean, most of it is portrayed by, you know, big tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because since vaping has been already in this, around the world, it's been used for about over 10 years. In the UK, it's already legalized.
Mm-hmm.
In the US, they have passed a lot of laws with regards to it, but it is legalized there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still being sold. So, like I said, you know what I mean? It's good to actually know exactly what you put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, the liquids that's been used in the manufacturing process of e-liquids is obviously propylene glycol,
mm-hmm.
vegetable glycerin, and then obviously your nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, nicotine is not it's an addictive substance. That's all it does. It plays with your mind. So there's nothing with regards to any of the tar or the cancer-causing agents or anything of that sort. What we do is we even obviously sell 0 milligrams nicotine,
mm-hmm.
which does not have no nicotine whatsoever in the liquid itself. And the amount of nicotine that you're actually using is like 0.3,
mm-hmm.
which is like a very minute amount of nicotine. One of the biggest things is that we do not promote it to children under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're really strict about that because, I mean, this is more for adults to actually quit, you know, the habit of actually smoking.
Okay. Can I just ask you, what advice would you give to students under the age of 18? Because obviously, although you, you're one of the people, I would say, who are stricter in terms of regulations, and also the TWSP helped you. It has regulated syrups. It's regulated in the sense where you can trust. You can go back to where it comes from. And that helped you, and that improved your health because obviously it doesn't contain the amount of chemicals that you would inhale from a cigarette, all the carcinogens. Right?
Yes,
but there are students and there are concerned parents out there who, although you are one of the stricter individuals, what advice would you give students who are using, who are manufacturing their own syrups? Although regulations in the process, it's not yet here and students are taking these recipes and they are taking it off the internet. So what would you say to them?
Obviously, you know, it's very hard to actually, you know, stop individuals from purchasing, obviously, propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin,
mm-hmm.
obviously, the nicotine, and obviously, the flavorant itself, because it's available to everybody and the public itself.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, is that, you know what I mean, if they're going to be consuming this, obviously, liquid itself, make sure that you buy from a reputable place itself. And you as a consumer have every right to actually ask exactly how the liquid is prepared before you put it in.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem that we're having is obviously, you know, children are actually exposed to like hookahs. It's a form of smoking because you're burning tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's completely dependent on the individual's perception of the dangers.
Exactly.
Because as much as there are pros, there are also cons to the use of vaping. And as much as we would like everyone to use the TWSP, or, you know, your story is very inspirational and it will surely help people out there, there are also these, it's less than savory characters who are mixing THC oil with your TWSP syrups and selling it to students who are using it in the vaping device. Are you also aware of the dry herb atomizer that's used to burn up dacha and deliver THC directly?
Yes, I am aware. It is readily available. You can pick it up at the China malls and all over itself. I mean, it's something that, you know, it's brought into the country itself.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know what I mean, when it comes to that type of products itself, I mean, we don't sell those products. It's totally illegal. And obviously, I would actually tell the, you know, the parents to actually keep their children, you know exactly what your children are doing and, you know what I mean, become more involved with them itself. So you're aware exactly what they're doing.
Absolutely.
I can tell you personally, we have a lot of parents that come into the store with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is that they vouch for their kids and they mm-hmm. say, you know, I would rather not let them have, you know, smoke a cigarette itself. I would rather have them use a healthy alternative itself. So mm-hmm. we do have those instances where parents are now, you know, coming through mm-hmm. and what their children itself.
Okay. What it's about like students who aren't smoking and start smoking?
Yeah, well...
They're not smoking, but they start vaping. What would you say about that?
Obviously, remember something that vaping is something that's new. You know what I mean? And at the moment, it's the in thing. So obviously, kids are really attracted to things like that. But like I said, is that it could lead to something. You
it
understand?
Could lead to... Could okay. Lead to do you believe that it's a gateway to start smoking? Like if a student was vaping, okay, they started smoking hookah, then they started vaping, and then they're not a cigarette smoker. Do you think it could lead them to smoking?
Not really itself. I mean, it's all in the mindset. I mm-hmm. mean, remember something is that smoke or nicotine, you understand, is an addictive substance. So if they are using 0% nicotine, there is no addictive substance in there.
Okay.
It actually cause them to actually, you know, take on a cigarette or something of that sort.
Absolutely. Can I ask you something?
Yes.
We basically, the regulations around smoking or vaping in public, it should be the same as smoking cigarettes, right?
I fully agree with that.
Okay, because if you are walking in a shopping mall and someone is vaping and you don't know whether this contains nicotine or it doesn't contain nicotine, you're walking next to this person.
Okay.
They vape, they exhale this thick cloud of smoke, or vape, and we inhale it. Do you believe that it's dangerous as well as a secondhand smoker?
No, it's not, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Remember something, that vaping is vapor.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. no secondhand smoke.
Okay.
So it does not affect the next person next to you.
Okay.
However, I fully agree 100% that it shouldn't be something where you blow these thick clouds in a shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
You should be respectful of the person next to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, vaping is a new thing at the moment, so people still classify it as smoke.
Okay.
But it's not smoke,
mm-hmm.
it's water vapor.
Okay.
So like I said, it's something that I fully agree, it shouldn't be, I think with the laws that's going to come in very soon, yes,
mm-hmm.
they're going to restrict obviously vaping in specific, you know, centers and things like that. Be considerate of the person next to you.
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to actually advise you that the August 2016 report from the World Health Organization has called for stricter regulations of electronic nicotine delivery systems such as vaping. However, in South Africa, our laws are hazy, but the Medicine and Substances Control Act, which was amended in 2012 with regards to nicotine, states that electronic nicotine delivery systems such as your vaping and electronic cigarettes are scheduled devices and should be bought at a pharmacy with a doctor's prescription.
Okay, now I can say something of that sort. Yes, nicotine is a Schedule 3 drug itself, but obviously it is readily available. Another thing what I could advise you is, if you look at the South African Medical Journal,
mm-hmm.
there has been tests between vaping and e-cigarettes and normal smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're comparing, you need to compare a smoker to a vapor. You're not
mm-hmm.
looking at the vapor to somebody that doesn't smoke totally.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that we're not saying it's 100% safe. We're not making any medical claims or
mm-hmm.
anything of
mm-hmm.
that sort. However, it is a cessation device.
Yes.
It's a way of actually assisting us smokers to actually try and reduce our nicotine content as well as the tar.
Okay.
So like I said, to date, we haven't heard of anybody dying of,
mm-hmm.
of vaping itself, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there is ongoing tests at the moment with regards to you know, the vaping and the benefits itself.
Absolutely. Sorry, listener, thank you so much for your input. Sanka Nishtara will be hosting a youth dialogue on e-cigarettes and vaping.
Yeah.
We understand, we have taken all of this into consideration, and we've called in Dr. Yusuf Saluji from the National Council Against Smoking and Professor Michael Herbst from the Cancer Association of South Africa, as well as Clara Monachotla from the South African National Council for Alcohol and Drug Dependence, where we'll be debating such. It is open to the public.
Okay.
I would like to encourage you to come with your concerns, where we'll have leading experts in the field answer your questions. It's on the 24th of May, and we'd like to see you there. Thank you so much for your input.
I'll definitely make time, and I will be there.
Jazakallah. Jazakallah, brother, for your input. We certainly do appreciate it, and it's wonderful for you to have called in to share that information with us.
Very insightful.
We certainly do appreciate it, but unfortunately, we've got a leave it there because time's up. But just very quickly, Nazia, what advice would you give to parents? What route should they take if children are interested in, going for the e-cigarette and vaping?
I would say prevention is better than cure. It's all up to the individual's perception. You have a student who's never smoked before, who doesn't need a vaping device. Why would you introduce someone to something that they basically have never done before in their lives? I would say prevention all the way. I'd like to encourage parents, please contact the center on 011-854-5988 to reserve your seat at the youth dialogue that will be held on the 24th of May at Sankha Nishtara Drug and Alcohol Rehab Center. Come with your concerns and your questions, and please note that seats are limited. We're going to have all these experts there, and we're going to thrash this out with leading experts in the field.
Inshallah. So this is happening on the 24th of May. What time?
It's 10:00 to 10:30. We would, however, like people to please call the center to reserve your seat, and then we can have this. We can have a list of comprehensive people who will be attending.
Okay, inshallah.
Amen.
Well, we do wish you all the best. And yes, it's so important, you know, for us to know the whether the things are allowed to be used or not allowed to be used. And, you know, especially where our children are concerned, we need to know the facts. I think before you do anything, know the facts before you allow your children to do anything, inshallah.
Amen.
Well, jazakallah khair, Nazia, for a very insightful program. Also, jazakallah khair to our caller that called in. We certainly do appreciate you calling in and sharing all that information with us. And now, you know, remember the 24th of May, where they will have the youth dialogue. So if anybody's interested, please call the center and book your seat. Well, jazakallahu khair. That's it then from us. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.